In this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Members of Klal Yisrael have to go up l'makom to the place where the Rebbeinu Shalom is Shochein Shemo on the Shalosh Regalim. Avnei Nezer asked the famous question on this mitzvah, just in general. He says, the whole mitzvah bothers me. Says the Avnei Nezer, I don't understand. When is one mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? The Torah doesn't say that a person has to go up. The Torah says that a person has to be in Beis HaMikdash on one of the regalim. When is that chiyuv chal? The Gemara is clear. The chiyuv is chal b'shas the regel. On Pesach, it's at the time to bring the carbon Pesach. The other regalim, it's b'shas the regel. Says the Avnei Nezer, so what happens? Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Tif, I have no chiyuv to do anything. I don't have a chiyuv to do anything. Right now, there's no chiyuv on me. I don't have to think about Yom Tif. When is the chiyuv chal? The chiyuv is chal on the regel. Comes the regel. And now I'm already what the Mishnayos call, what the Gemara calls, b'derech rechoika. Someone who is b'derech rechoika, far away from Yerushalayim, he's not chayiv to go to be all the regular. He's not chayiv to go to Yerushalayim. So Mimonov Shach says the Avnei Nezer, you have a chayiv beforehand, there's no chayiv. So I sit here, right now I'm not chayiv to do anything. The time the chayiv is chal, at that point in time, I'm not able to go. It's derech rechoika. I'm not able to travel to Yerushalayim. So when exactly am I supposed to be mekayim this chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel? That's the question that the Avnei Nezer poses. This question that the Avnei Nezer poses in regards to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel really goes to the heart of the issue in terms of many mitzvahs that a person can ask himself, at what point in time does a person become mechuyuv in a particular mitzvah? Is a person obligated to think about before the mitzvah is already chal? Before one becomes chayiv in a particular mitzvah, am I already chayiv and obligated to think about that mitzvah? Or only once the zman, the particular time, comes, that's when I'm chayiv to start thinking about it? Avnei Nezer is clearly assuming, when it comes to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, I would only be obligated to start thinking about it once the chayiv is chal. Once the chayiv is chal, that's already Yom Tif. I'm not able to go. Says Avnei Nezer, I don't understand how such a mitzvah could be a commandment. How could we be chayiv you at a time when it's already Yom Tif and I'm not able to go? But this assumption that Avnei Nezer is making is not simple at all. We know that in general, we've discussed many times, there are two types of mitzvahs. In general, there are always two types of mitzvahs. There's a type of a mitzvah where a person is mechuyim, a person is obligated to do that particular mitzvah. And then there's a type of mitzvah which we would call a mitzvah kiyumis. You find yourself in a certain scenario with a certain mechayiv, so then you're obligated to perform the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis, I'm not obligated to wear dalet kamfas, but I find myself wearing dalet kamfas, I'm obligated to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of Micah, I don't have to have a roof, but if I do have a roof, then I'm obligated to be mekayim the mitzvah of Micah, and many such mitzvahs. So when it comes to mitzvahs chiyuvis, so then the simple understanding would be an obligation, a mitzvah which is obligatory upon each and every Jew in Klal Yisrael. I have to hear the shofar. I have to shake lulav. So the simple understanding would be that of course I have to put myself in a situation where I'm obligated, where I could be mekayim the chiyuv. No one could say, you know what, I wasn't obligated to think about lulav and esrog before sukkahs. Now comes sukkahs and I don't have a lulav and esrog. Of course it's not a ptur. Person has to think about it before. And this is an obligation. You have to go and make sure you're in a situation where you'll be able to take lulav and esrog. A person can't say, I come Yom Tov, I don't have a shofar. Oh, I'm potter because I don't have a shofar. I wasn't obligated to think about it before Rosh Hashanah. Of course you're obligated to put yourself in a situation where you will have a shofar. That would be this pshat shop. But what about when it comes to a mitzvah which we call a mitzvah kiyumis? A mitzvah which is not obligatory on every specific person that I have to go ahead and do it. There's no chiyuv that I have to go ahead and wear a beged of dalet kamfas. I have to wear tzitzis. So is there an obligation for me to be mechayiv myself in such a mitzvah? When you have a mitzvah which is a mitzvah which we would call a mitzvah kiyumis, would that mitzvah be something that I have to go ahead and obligate myself in being mekayim that mitzvah? Or as long as I'm in a situation of ptur, there's no reason for me to go ahead and be mechayiv myself in that particular mitzvah. There are those that want to point to a Gemara in Maseches Sota, which we've pointed out in the past few weeks, And perhaps from there we could bring a raya. The Gemara tells us, a Gemara that we've discussed recently, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why, after all, did Moshe Rabbeinu want to enter Eretz Yisrael? What was so great about Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Rabbeinu Shalom and says, Harbi mitzvahs tluya b'Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs which I could only be mekayim in Eretz Yisrael. V'ani reitze lekayimam ve'kablam schar. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, okay, you want to be mekayim the mitzvahs, we could work something out. Ask all the achronim, but he's not chayiv in those mitzvahs. You're only obligated once you get into Eretz Yisrael. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu see that it was necessary for him to go in and be mechayiv himself? Come the achronim and say, you see from this Gemara, from Moshe Rabbeinu, that not only is one obligated to be mechayiv the mitzvah once he's chayiv, but it's incumbent upon people to see to it that they put themselves in a situation where they will be chayiv. That's what the many achronim prove from that Gemara. Therefore, they say, that's what the Gemara means in Maseches Menachos. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Aleph, that although one is not obligated to wear Dalet Kamflos, one is not obligated, one is not chayiv to obligate himself in the mitzvah of tzitzis, however, says the Gemara, Be'idna derischo anshinon aasei. At a time of wrath, at a time where the Rabbeinu Shalom is upset with us for other reasons, for being over other Isurim, and he's punishing us for violating certain Isurim, be'idna derischo, at that time of wrath, anshinon aasei, explains Tosfos, you'll be punished even on the mitzvah of tzitzis. I have a mitzvah of tzitzis, I wasn't chayiv to do, I wasn't wearing dalet kanfas. No, but you should have been mechayiv yourself. Okay, you're not obligated to be mechayiv yourself so much so that we'll punish you on its own. But in the derizcha, in the time of wrath, you'll be punished for not only for not being mechayiv mitzvahs, but for not being mechayiv yourself in particular mitzvahs. Comes the Marsham and says, that is the pshat in that Gemara. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when it comes to the mitzvah tzitzis, you're not obligated, but we are obligated, or we should see to it. There's an obligation upon Jews to see to it, to put themselves in situations where they will become chayiv in the mitzvah. In fact, many point out, you take a look at the Gemara at the end of Maseches Chulin, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Chulin, the perek of Shiluach HaKein discusses the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Now we know the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is if you happen to see it, ki yikare lecha, you happen to be going by in a place and you see a nest, that's when you're mekayim, you want the eggs, that's when you're mekayim a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Says the Gemara, if the pasuk would not have said ki yikare lecha, what would I have thought? I would have thought that I have to go run after and chase out and try to find the situation of Shiluach HaKein. Comes in Nesivus, in his Sefer Mikor Chaim, and Hilchos Pesach, he says, since when do we see a person's obligated not only to be Mekayim in Mitzvah? Of course, if I want to do the Mitzvah Shuluch HaKein, if I'm in that situation, I have to send away the mother. But from where do we see that without a Pasuk, I would have thought that I have to go run after the Mitzvah? Says the Nesivus, you see from this Gemara, that not only in general, barring the pasuk, not only would I be chayiv to be mechayiv the mitzvah, I would be mechayiv to obligate myself in the chiyuv mitzvah. Therefore, says the Nesivus, it comes Erev Pesach, and a person has no bread anymore. He's not being mechayiv the mitzvah of tashbisu because I have nothing to throw into the fire. So, what is the problem? After all, tashbisu, destroying the chametz, is only for someone that has chametz, says the Makor Chaim. No. You see from here, you're obligated to put yourself in a situation where you'll become chayiv in the mitzvah. A person should always leave over, as is minhag Yisrael, something for him, some chametz around, for him to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's not enough to be mekayim the mitzvah in the situation that you're in. You have to see to it that you're put in that situation where you will be chayiv in the mitzvah. This is what Taisis and Meseches Psachim points out. Taisis and Meseches Psachim says that the Gemara over there, interesting Gemara, Kufya Gimel in the Beis, the Gemara discusses different people that very harsh things the Gemara says about them are menudin l'shamayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is unhappy with them. Menudin, they are in a state of nidu l'shamayim. One of the people is, says the Gemara, person who has a wife but doesn't have children. Says the Gemara, says Tosis, of course we're not talking about a person who can have children. We're talking about a person who can have children, but he wasn't interested. He wasn't oisek in pru urevu. Then Tosis says, and the same thing if a person by tefillin and tzitzis, a person doesn't have, obviously it's not his fault. What could a person do? We're talking about a person who has and is not mekayim the mitzvah. Says Tosis, oh, perhaps we're talking about a person who, you're right, he's not chayiv, he's not wearing dalet kamfas, he's not chayiv, he is potter for whatever reason. But he's in a situation where he could put himself in a situation of becoming chayiv, says Tosis, and that's what's menudin l'shamayim. You took your ptur and you're happy with being in a state of ptur, you should have put yourself, as the Gemara Menachah says, you should have found a way to put yourself in a situation where, in fact, you would be chayiv. So we have two different types of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs which you actually are mechuyiv in, and then it would seem poshut to us that a person has to see to it that he could be mekayim it. Can't say, comes sukkahs, comes Rosh Hashanah, I don't have a shofar, I don't have an esek. You obviously have to think about it beforehand. But when it comes to mitzvahs kiyumis, so then there is what to talk about. Am I obligated to put myself in the situation where I'm chayiv and have to do it? Or if I'm in a situation right now where I'm potter, I could keep that situation going, and I'm potter right now. I don't have to see to it that I become chayiv. That's already debatable. We've proven from Tosis and Nesivos that there is least room to argue that it's not good enough that a person is potter. A person has to do everything he could to avoid the situation of tur and actually be mechayiv himself. Presumably, this is the debate that is going on when it comes to the Avnei Nezer's question. There's a question in Achronim, as we mentioned, from the Avnei Nezer. What happens when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel? Before Yom Tov, the Avnei Nezer assumed, I'm not obligated to think about Aliyah L'Regel. It's not a b'chiv yet. Comes Yom Tov, it's too late. I'm b'derech rechoika. Many of the Achronim, including the Minchas Chinuch, says, that's ridiculous. Are you going to tell me a person, when it comes to sukkahs, he's not obligated to think about his sukkah before Yom Tov? He's not obligated to think about his lulav and esrog before Yom Tov? How could that be? Of course a person, he knows that Yom Tov is coming, you have to start thinking about it before. What are they arguing about? Presumably they're arguing about this pitur, this exemption of someone who is biderech rechoka, someone who is far away. What type of pitur is it? Is it just a ptur that a person's an onus? You're an onus, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. It's like any other ptur onus. So it's the same as a person saying, I have no lulav, I have no esrog, I have no sukkah. So of course, you have to make sure, see to it, that you're not put in that situation. You're chayiv, but you're potter because you're an onus, you don't have it. But if you can, before Yom Tov, make sure that you're in a situation where you do have it, onus is not a ptur you could rely on before Yom Tov. However, if you understand that biderech rechoika, a person that's far away, he's not an onus. It's not that he's chayiv in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, he's just an onus, he can't be mekayim it. No, biderech rechoika means fundamentally, he's potter, he's not chayiv in the mitzvah at all. It's not chal on this specific person, he's not chayiv in the mitzvah, he's potter in totally. Potter legamre from the mitzvah. Not that he's an onus, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. He's just not chayiv because he's biderech rechoka. So then one could argue already, who said that I'm obligated to put myself in a situation where I will be chayiv? The Torah says biderech rechoka is potter. The mitzvah is not chal on me. Who says that I'm obligated to put myself in a situation where I'll be chayiv? That would be totally on this machlokes rishonim. Is a person in a situation where he's potter from any given mitzvah, is he obligated to go ahead and be mechayiv himself in that mitzvah? Or could he just rest on his laurels and say, I am potter? The inference from Moshe Rabbeinu would be, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did everything he could to see to it, that not only he's mechayiv the mitzvahs he's mechuyiv in, but that he becomes mechuyiv in those very mitzvahs which he's not mechuyiv in. The inference would be that a person should not only see to it that he's mekayim the mitzvahs that he is mechuyiv in, and make sure that he's not going to be in a situation of an onus where his hands are tied and he can't be mekayim it. That certainly a person has to think ahead and avoid. But even a mitzvah which you were entirely potter in, the mitzvah wasn't chal on you, you are not a person who is obligated to this specific mitzvah, still many achronim would assume, as the Nesivos concluded, that a person has to go out of his way to make sure that he puts himself in that situation where he becomes chayiv mitzvah. It's not good enough to say, I'm not wearing dalet kamfas. You have to go make sure, buy dalet kamfas, be mechayiv yourself in the mitzvah, and then be mechayiv the mitzvah. After all is said and done, the chayi adam in Simin Samaches, where he goes through all the rules of mitzvahs, he leaves this as a tzarechian. He says, I'm not sure, says that, Chaye Adam, v'im tzarech lakor mi beso, leilech le'ir acheres, lekayim hamitzvah. If a person has to, before Yom Tov, leave his home to be mekayim any specific mitzvah, or could he just stay home and say, what could I do? I can't be mekayim the mitzvah, says the chayyadim tzarechi, and I'm not sure whether a person is obligated to put himself in a situation of chiyiv, or could he say, right now I'm potter, therefore I'm potter, why do I have to be mechayiv himself? The chayyadim seems to be mesupuk, as we pointed out from many achronim, including the Merkor Chaim and the Nesivis, would seem to be that a person should see to it that not only is he mekayim the mitzvah, he's mechuyivin, but he is mechayiv himself in all the mitzvahs that are possible for him to be mechayiv.